Good morning. This is Rosemary Trojic with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. And joining me today, I have Ms. Lori Mosley with the Waxahachie Convention and Visitors Bureau. Welcome, Lori.
Good morning, Rosemary. How are you?
Good. Happy June.
Wasn't it just January?
It feels like it. But June is here and it is hot, but we've got some cool things to do this summer, right?
Oh, yeah. People can actually score big fun in Waxahachie this summer.
A lot of fun. And summer is booked up already. Starting this weekend, we've got one of the OGs.
Oh, yes. The OG of all of the Waxahachie events. The perfect gingerbread trail.
I know. This is one of my favorite events that Waxahachie puts on. It is a true original to Waxahachie. It makes it a timeless piece here in Waxahachie, so to say, and getting to go tour some homes.
You know, this event goes back to 1968 or 1969, and when you think about it, it really is responsible for the preservation mm-hmm. that we see in our community.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons I love Waxahachie, being to go up and down Main Street, the historic area, just seeing these historic homes that have been kept so well because of the gingerbread trail is phenomenal. You don't see it anywhere else.
Yep. It's one of the events that I love the most whenever I was looking at taking a job here in Waxahachie. And here I am years later. And again, gingerbread trail is one of my favorites.
Yes. So if you want to go peek in some gingerbread type homes, some craftsman style homes, this is your opportunity. You get to go kind of snoop around, I guess, in the funny way. But it's really cool.
Yeah, you can go creep through people's houses and see how they live.
But it is interesting. They do tell you about the rooms and the history there and how they've preserved it. And it's really neat to go see. And you get some good ideas for your home, I think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we were doing it before Chip and Joanna Gaines were down in Waco. We were doing it here in Waxahachie.
Yes. But you can go buy a ticket at any of the homes. You can start at any of the homes. There's no specific where to start, but you can always just stop by the museum as well. If that's an easy way to get started as well.
That is a great place to start. And also the thing is the tickets, they benefit the Ellis County Museum and keeping mm-hmm. history alive here in our community, yeah. in our county.
And from my understanding, this is one of their largest fundraisers of the year. And it brings in people from all over. I've been a docent myself, and it is really interesting to always see. We've had people come from McKinney, Richland, you know, like Richardson, all these different places that you just don't think, but it's really neat to see.
Yeah, and I would also say that Gingerbread Trails, the home tour that has inspired probably home tours all around mm-hmm. Texas and beyond, because yeah. it's done so well and is such an icon for our town. So
yes, so that is this weekend. Stop by one of the beautiful homes here in Waxahachie and get a peek in. But moving forward, we have a busy month. So what's next?
Well, as we had started the show off with score some big fun in Waxahachie, you know, the whole region is all about the FIFA World Cup soccer matches coming to North Texas.
Yep.
And our downtown bars and restaurants collective, they love to call themselves the Waxahachie Food and Beverage Collective. They have got a big promotion going on from June 11th to July 19th. We're calling it the Around the World Tour, the Waxahachie Giving Cup, because they are all decorated for FIFA with their different flags of their different countries that they're representing. They've got watch parties planned, and then they are all going to be competing in their own way to help benefit one of our local charities, which is Care Services. Also, a lot of people know them as Waxahachie Care.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's kind of a FIFA-themed party, but with a little local twist on it.
Yeah, and this is truly a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The FIFA World Cup will probably never be back in the Dallas area for many, many years, would be my assumption. And so this Absolutely. Is a true once-in-a-lifetime. Take the family out downtown, especially if you don't want to hit the Dallas area, Arlington area. This is your opportunity to make some memories with your family downtown and for a good cause, giving back to Waxahachie Care.
And the thing is it's more fun to watch a soccer match with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a list of those soccer matches on our website. When you go to the Giving Cup event on our website, there's a list of the different soccer matches and who's hosting those theme parties.
Yeah. And so, from my understanding, they're going all out. Like Big Al's down the hatch. He has this huge soccer ball that I've seen on
social media. I don't
even
know how big is that thing? Is it like 10 foot?
It's massive. It's bigger than him and he's pretty big. So it'll be interesting to see, and it'll be cool to see who quote unquote wins the giving cup.
So, yes, no matter what, we know Waxahachie wins.
Yes, and they've got passports, right?
Oh yeah, and they're already being distributed as we speak. All the bars and restaurants have them. The Ellis County Museum has them because they serve as our visitor center. Our local hotels and local hotels will have them. We have them available at the Civic Center. So a lot of merchants will have them. So we'll have the passports available all the different places.
Yeah, so that's really neat. So take your family out downtown, grab some food, give back to Care Services, or like you said, Waxahachie Care.
Yes.
So, and then moving forward, as always,
Father's Day weekend.
Yep, it's coming up.
Whiskey Ramble.
That's a really, my husband, I'm going to send him to this Whiskey Ramble. He loves whiskey. It's a great opportunity to kind of relax with some guys and shop around downtown.
Yep. And that'll be June the 20th.
Yes. And you can buy tickets at any participating store, from my understanding, correct?
I know that they will be available downtown the day of the event, or you can buy them in advance for like $5 cheaper.
That's awesome.
On the Downtown Merchants website.
Yeah. And that's on that Saturday, I think 12 to 5, 12 to 4, something like that.
Yes. I think noon to 4 sounds right.
Yes. Just check out their website for more details. That's an awesome opportunity to get out of the house, have some fun on some Father's Day.
Yeah. Treat the man in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then while you're there, you might as well go ahead and treat the lady in the house, because Vintage Market Days will be taking place at the Civic Center that whole weekend.
And that's a huge event. And I know it brings in a lot of different people, a lot of vendors, and you can find some unique like things for your house for whatever you're looking for, honestly.
Yeah, it is a big iconic event. So ladies, you kick those men out downtown, let them whiskey ramble around. You go out and to the Civic Center and shop around, be their designated driver, and go back and pick them up.
Exactly. And that is happening, what, that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
Yeah, that's a three-day event there at the Vintage Market Days.
And I think they even have like early bird tickets, like they have a where you can purchase before anyone else gets to get in too.
Yes.
That's my kind of shopping.
Oh yeah, those VIP exclusives. That's all about Rosemary, how she wants to roll.
Exactly. I want to be there before everyone else. And then you've got Crepe Myrtle.
Yes, we do. We do. You know, it is America's 250th. If we didn't need anything else to celebrate big this year, we've got America's 250th birthday coming up. And that signifies Crepe Myrtle Festival, July 3rd and 4th. That night of the 3rd, we will be at the Waxahachie Sports Complex. We've got a ZZ Top cover band. ZZ Tex is their name.
I love that.
And then plus there's a kids area, free bounce houses and all that for the kids. We've got food trucks, you name it. And then the next day, of course, is whenever we have the big hometown parade.
Yep.
And that it's on the morning of July 4th. And veterans, they'll be hosting the Veterans Breakfast at Victory Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
And that is all done through First Baptist Church.
That's wonderful.
So they collab on that. And of course, Monica's done a great job at arranging the parade.
Mm-hmm.
And those veterans will have Jeeps to be able to ride in, so that way we can celebrate them. It's just truly one of those moments. Like, if Gingerbread Trail isn't your moment, then Crepe Myrtle Festival Parade is definitely the moment that'll give you the goosies.
Yes, so. I love the Crepe Myrtle Festival Parade, the hometown parade. Mm-hmm. I've taken my girls and we sit out at a family friend's house on Main Street, and it's beautiful to see. Again, it's one of those Hallmark type moments that you don't get anywhere else.
No.
One of the main reasons I love Waxahachie is we have these little Hallmark moments, and the 4th of July hometown parade is truly one of them. And my girls, we look forward to it. It might be hot, but we look forward to it every year, and we enjoy sitting on a lawn in front of some beautiful homes.
Yes. One of my favorite parts to watch the parade from is downtown with that iconic courthouse in the background. No matter what, you're going to find a good backdrop for your Crepe Myrtle parade viewing. But you know, Rosemary, things like that does not happen without the generosity of some of our wonderful sponsors. And so I do want to say thank you to HEB and Myrtle Creek Community for sponsoring our fireworks, because fireworks are not cheap.
No. And the fireworks every year are beautiful.
Yes.
They're wonderful.
So we've got those two generous sponsors in our community that's helping make the fireworks. And then Whataburger, they've come on strong to help sponsor that kids area. Plus, we've got Interbank, Ellis County Title Company, and Baylor Scott & White Waxahachie that is sponsoring the rest of the party. So again, all of those things that we always like to say are free, it's all those generous partners in our community that give of themselves.
Yeah. And I love that they give so much back. So then, you know, families can come out for free, like you said, and enjoy a night and enjoy celebrating these our, you know, America all together.
Yeah. And, you know, another fun highlight for that night of the fireworks show on the night of the 3rd is KBEC. Mm-hmm. They always broadcast that special playlist of patriotic yep. music, and it is the soundtrack in my head that goes along with that fireworks show. So we definitely thank KBEC for being our broadcast partner and always giving to themselves to provide our patriotic music simulcast exactly. for the night.
Yes. So June is here. It is hot, but like I said earlier, we've got some cool things to do this summer, and if you missed any of this, check out the Waxahachie y'all's website if you want to give a little shout out.
Visit waxahachie.com. That's where we definitely keep all of the events updated. And anyway, so yeah, that's yeah. your little handy one-stop shop.
Yes. So thank you, Lori, for joining me today. I look forward to chatting with you next month.
Look forward to it, too. Bye, Rosemary.
Bye.